Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, we're going to be going to the book of James. Anyway, let's just go there now. That's our golden text for this time. But, and the book of James is a faith book. It is a faith book, and it's all about the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. This is Jesus' half-brother that wrote this. Pastor of that enormous church in Jerusalem. Second only to the classic teaching that Jesus did about it in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. Praise God. But I want you to see something here. From James chapter 4, the 17th verse. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it is a sin. You know to vote. You know it's the thing you should do. Yeah, but I don't like either one of them. That is no excuse. That is no excuse. Well, I don't like either one of them, so I'm not going to vote. You just voted for the wrong one when you did that. When you did that, you voted against God's pick. You pray and seek God with all your heart. For whom am I to vote? You don't just do it because your kinfolks did. Either party, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you to pray and get it in your heart, and you're satisfied. You have spent the time with God, fasting and praying if you need to, to find out for whom you are to cast your ballot, which is your seed. And you know to do it, and you don't do it, it's a sin in the eyes of God. And there's a lot more here at stake than the economy. The economy is very, very important, but it's not the most important thing. I heard the Lord say this. It was so strong, it was almost audible. It was in that area of prophetic voice, which just, oh, you just hear it with your whole being. I heard him say this. Anybody, that votes knowing it's an announced fact that they are all for and push abortion, push it. He said, I will hold that person. They know that and cast that vote in there anyway. I will hold them responsible just the same as I hold that doctor responsible for committing murder. This is serious business. Serious business. And like I said, your ballot is your seed. Determine in your heart how the Lord wants you to vote. Take time and listen to him. Listen to him. Now, the third chapter of the book of James. Now, like I said, this is a faith book. It's talking about how faith works and what causes it not to work. Very simple book. This is the book in chapter 2, verse 23, or chapter 1, verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, someone that just hears it and won't act on it, He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he is or what he saw in the mirror. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is the man that preached about corresponding action to the word. So let's go on over into the third chapter. Verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. That word actually in the Greek is manner of life. And it's translated conversation in the King James Version of the Bible, which you know is very, very old, ancient use of these words. So, show a out of a good or his life of faith, his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Just be quiet. Just don't say it. Just don't say anything. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly. It is of the five physical senses, and it's devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, or in other words, the word of God in Luke 11:49, Jesus called the written word the wisdom of God. But the wisdom, the word of God that's from above is first pure. And it's peaceable. And it's gentle. And it's easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits. Without partiality, it'll work for anybody, anytime, anywhere they'll put it to work. You can just be right, just about to just dress somebody down and just catch yourself. No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. No. I repent. Forgive me. It's gone. Without hypocrisy. Ah, now, Copeland, come on. You name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, bunch. Well, I named and claimed it, blabbed it, grabbed it, and I got it. Well, you hypocrites. Just going around saying you're healed all the time. Anybody can see you're sick. You got all the symptoms of the flu. You got everything. And you go around saying, I'm healed. Well, you hypocrites, you're not healed. You're just saying that trying to get somebody to give into your ministry. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I didn't say I was healed because I look healed. I didn't say I was healed because I feel healed. You're right. I've done it before. Glory to God. Just be so sick I could hardly stand up and just stand before God. And I want to thank you that 2,000 years ago you bought and paid for my sickness and disease. And glory be to God. I, by his stripes, I was healed and I'm healed now. And I'm strengthened and I'll say healed. Glory to God. I will not compromise by the word of faith. I will not compromise it. I won't compromise it. I'm not going to bed sick. Not as long as that book says, by his stripes, you were healed, Kenneth. No, sir. No, sir. See what I mean? Now, something right here. Well, look here, Brother Copeland, I'm not healed. Can't you see that? Well, yeah, that's not the truth. That's a fact. It is the truth. I've got this on my... No, wait a minute. That's not truth. That's fact. The truth is, himself took our sicknesses and carried our diseases. He took our infirmities and carried our diseases, sicknesses. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. That's truth. And you take that truth, glory to God, and you hang on to that truth, and you don't let go of it, and you just keep on, and you just stay there, and you just praise God, and you don't ever quit. I guarantee you that truth will get rid of that fact. That's a good place to shout amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Absolutely so. Now then, we talked about that, about the staff of Jesus and so forth, and they were arguing and couldn't cast devils out and so forth. We dealt with that last night. And they said, why couldn't we cast him out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. This time cometh out not but by prayer and fasting. Devils don't respond to fasting. Fasting won't remove a devil. God never changes. You can't change God with fasting. No. Fasting ministers to you. Amen. Had they been spending more time fasting and praying and spending that time listening, paying more attention to what Jesus said, they would not have had time to argue with one another about who's going to get the big job when this is over with and he kicks out Rome. And hallelujah. Now, let's go into this a little bit deeper. Strife, discord, lack of agreement or lack of harmony. It emphasizes a struggle for superiority. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Now listen to this one. A froward, disobedient, or a troublemaker sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. The beginning of strife is when one is as one that lets out water, like a little crack in the dam. Therefore, leave off contention before it becomes a fight. He who loves strife loves transgression or sin, one translation says. One translation says that. He who loves strife loves to sin. Just love to argue and just fight and fuss. Where no wood is, there is, the fire goes out. So where there's no talebearer, the strife ceases. Just let it stop with you. Just don't listen to that stuff anymore. Well, did you hear what? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. Just don't come tell that to me. Many years ago, James Robinson, glory to God. Oh, my. James and I have been very, very close friends for over 30 years. And he came from the evangelical group. And, of course, I came from the charismatic Pentecostal side. And we were not supposed to like one another. But we love one another. And this was years ago. And he was in a minister's group, and this man came up to James and just really started hammering me. And James said, could I have everybody's attention, please? Could I have everybody's attention? This brother here has Brother Copeland on his heart, and so he's going to lead us in prayer for brother. Go ahead, brother. See what he did? He stopped it right then with an act of love. I mean, he and Betty are, what lovely. I've never met a man in my life that exhibited that kind of precious love for the body of Christ. I've seen him just weep just because Christians are fussing with one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you for it, Lord. An angry man stirs up strife. A furious man abounds in transgression. Now I want to turn to this one in 1 Corinthians. Let's turn to this one. Those were from the book of Proverbs. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Let's read those first 3 verses there. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. You couldn't hear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For there is among you envying, strife, and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as mere men, natural men? You're acting like natural, unsaved men. You act like somebody's not even born again. You're just fussing and fighting all the time. There's that strife, division, dividing, division, the spirit of division is the author of one of the most despicable things in the eyes of God that exists, racism. I hate it. God hates it. It's the product of deep sin and judging people. People react and respond according to the way they were raised from little children. Amen. Therefore, different races of people have different mindsets and see things through their eyes. There's the black race. There's the white or Caucasian race. There is the red man, of which I am a part. And then there's the Asian races, of course, and all of us in a different environment. Everybody sees a difference. And where there is a difference, Satan magnifies it in hate and brings about all of the strife and the wars and rumors of wars that he can possibly cause to take place. But it's up to us, the children of God, to put a stop to it. And to put a stop to it, we have to stop it in our own church congregations. We have to put a stop to fighting one another over politics. No, I didn't say we should do it. We have to do it. And we have to do it now. You walk as mere unchanged men. For one said, I'm of Paul. Another, I'm of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gave the increase. Glory to God. There you have it right there. It's God. It's God. It's God that gives the increase. It's God that pulls our different nationalities together. It's God that brings the increase. It's God that brings the peace that passes all understanding. If we are willing and strong to be obedient to His word.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real, it's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from the Victory Channel and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BBOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast, read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
There's nothing greater than God's love and forgiveness to bring His presence, anointing, and miracles into your life. Love is the ultimate plan for the release of God's power to change everything. The Miraculous Love Package will help you learn of God's love and experience His miracles every day. It will transform your circumstances, relationships, and future. Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, a book by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how much God loves you. Learn what to do to go deeper into your relationship with Him. Allow God's love to flow in and through you to meet every need. Step into a new realm of God's presence and experience the miraculous. The Force of Forgiveness, a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, shows you why forgiveness is essential to a faith-filled life and answered prayers. Become an agent of God's love, forgiveness, and miracles, and change the world around you. Discover the Miraculous Life of Love. Order your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Become the agent of God's love in your world. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
When you and I are in strife, the Bible says that every evil is at work, and it's like you just shut the door on God's blessing. He didn't stop blessing, but strife cuts your heart off from being able to receive. And that's what the scripture we just heard, James 1:25, is talking about. A doer of the work shall be blessed in his deed. No wonder God hates strife. It's because he wants you to receive his blessing. But you can put a stop to the strife. Now, whether it's racism or male versus female or younger versus older, wherever there is strife and division, you can say no more. I won't be a part of that. I won't allow it in my heart. God wants you walking in abundance with his love and his miraculous power flowing to you and flowing through you. Amen. Now listen, today we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the message that you've heard. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." If you've heard good word today, and I know you have, and that is your opportunity to go before the Lord and say, "How do I respond to this, Lord? How do I share with him who's taught me the word of God?" Now, the Lord will lead you in this, and I encourage you, turn a listening ear to the Spirit of God inside of you. If he leads you to partner with this ministry, if you're not yet a partner with us, then do it. And do it with joy, do it with excitement and anticipation for all the good that comes as the result of your partnership. Not only does participating and partnering in the kingdom of God open up the windows of heaven above you for God to pour out a blessing in your life, but what it does is it makes sure that this good, life-changing word that you've heard doesn't stop with you, but it gets into the lives of people all over the world. And if you're already a partner with this ministry, let me say thank you. Partners, friends, thank you for helping us get this message of who Jesus is, to get this word out from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Your partnership is a big deal. And that's why Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray for you every single day. You are never a day without prayer. There is somebody in the presence of God praying for you, praying the word over you, and believing God with you that everything you set your hand to do prospers in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people today. We receive it into this ministry. We'll do all that you direct us to do with it, and we call them blessed and increased today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Brother Copeland's got a good word. You don't want to miss this. Until then, remember that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give. Or call 800-600-7395. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.